The question was asked, when one is dating, and Baruch Hashem, one has adopted a from lifestyle, so how does one express the fact that one is excited, the fact that one sees the relationship as progressing positively? How does one compliment? How does one really give positive feedback within a date in a modest fashion? So, firstly, a part of modesty is that a person is careful where his eyes go and what his mouth says. A person isn't supposed to tell her, "Ooh, what a beautiful dress you wore," or "How nicely that sits on you," or anything that refers directly to her figure or to her physical appearance. That's something which a person should really not say directly. A person could say, "You look nice." But that's like really on the border. I think that the modest way of doing it is staying away from discussing the physical aspects. To say, I don't know, what do they say in the movies? You have beautiful eyes, whatever it is, all that, that's not modest. That's not, that's not the way a from person should talk on a date. I mean, between him and his wife after they're married, so of course all of that is part of married life. A person has to compliment her beauty. That's part of a husband's, part of what a good husband does. Not in front of other people, but between him and her, for sure, yes. But on a date, that's not the way a person should talk. So what? Yes. How does one indicate that the relationship is progressing nicely? So there are many things one can say. One can. I'll give a bunch of examples, and then I think the general gist you'll get a picture of. I really enjoyed last night's date. It left me so invigorated. I'm really enjoying the time we're spending together. I'm so happy that we're progressing. You know, I really feel like this relationship has potential. You should know, between the dates, I'm really looking forward to the next date. And if they've advanced, so let's say this by me is a very good indicator that this couple should get engaged. When the guy feels like, it seems so natural that we're together, I don't like it when we depart at the end of the date. It feels like, wait a second, why are we ending the date? I wish we could continue. So these are examples. There are many other examples. I always say that sometimes you could compliment with a simple pshh. You didn't say a word. But when you show you're impressed by what the other person said, you've already given a compliment. I think that it is important to compliment, and it is important to indicate that you are excited over the other person. In a modest fashion, there are many ways to do it. One of the things we've recommended many times is that on the third date, on the fifth date, a couple sits down and discusses where are things holding, so there aren't misunderstandings. We've said many times that when this discussion begins, so the man is always expected to initiate, to begin by saying where he feels it's holding. And of course, whenever you're going to have this discussion, you have to begin by telling her all the positive things you've enjoyed knowing about her. So a person can say, I find that the dates are really enriching. You've given me perspective on issues that I never had before. I found that your insights are really deep. The things you said are brilliant. A person can say all kinds of things, so long as it remains within the modest fashion. You guys see the difference? We're not talking about her physical attributes. We're talking about things she said. I really enjoy the time we spend together. Yeah.
Okay, this is my earlier question. But on some level, doesn't she want to feel that she's attractive and she's pretty?
Every girl wants to feel that, but that's not our job on a date. Okay, that's after we're married. I mean, there's.
Did you have to do the date or to run away from you?
I don't know where her from kite level is, but
in the
observant world, so it's usually accepted that we don't discuss that. Meaning, I won't tell you that it doesn't sometimes come up. I had dates where the girls brought it up, and I think it's improper. I'm not saying you should end it with a girl because of that, but I had girls ask me all kinds of questions like that. I understand that they were missing a certain sensitivity that they should have had, but I am not saying that's the reason to end it with a girl. I didn't end it with any of the girls that did it. even though it turned on certain red lights by me. I said, okay, she's going a path which really is not the path that we should be on at this stage of the game. After we're married, not even after we're engaged. After you're engaged. So then a person has to think intelligently how to indicate more affection without being overt. So that's, a person has to think how to do that. But I think the greatest indication of affection a person can give is appreciation, that a person finds the other person to be intelligent, stimulating, fun to be with. I don't think that we have to go down the route of attractive, good-looking. All that is not fitting for a date. All that is 100% fitting and is very, very correct and important when we're married, then yes. But on the date, that's not the issue at hand. Chazal did say that a person should take a look to ensure that the girl is going to be appealing to him. The girl also should take a look that the guy is going to be appealing to her. For that, you don't have to sit and analyze. A person takes a look, he sees, and fine. But that's once. That's not throughout the date.
The beginning is from the loop. The beginning is from appearance. From
beauty. Okay. That's a different discussion. But is this point clear? Because this is the question that I keep getting over and over again. Yeah? Jonathan?
Mud.
What?
Clear as mud.
Clear as mud. Okay. I don't know. That must be a South African saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.